Thank you, Madam President. I have the honor of delivering this statement on behalf of the Nordic Baltic countries. We thank the High Commissioner for his report and for the Office's continued technical cooperation and assistance to Honduras in spite of the ongoing liquidity crisis. We commend the government of Honduras' political will to advance the human rights agenda and its continued engagement with the Office and the human rights mechanisms. However, we are concerned about the reports of continued structural challenges that persist across the country, namely widespread violence, including sexual and gender-based violence, persistent land conflicts, impunity, and an extremely dangerous context for journalists and human rights defenders, particularly those defending rights to land, the environment, and the rights of indigenous peoples. We are alarmed by the high number of recorded femicides and violent deaths of LGBTI plus persons. We urge the government to take all necessary measures to implement the OHCHR recommendations and strengthen its capacity to prevent and address sexual and gender-based violence, and to ensure that those responsible are held to account. Mr. Salazar, how can we continue supporting Honduras in strengthening investigative capacities in the cases of sexual and gender-based violence? I thank you.